What are the tools I use and how do they really make a difference? That's a theme that we're following for February. Hi, this is Frank Buck, and this is the place to be if you want to get organized and make it look easy. A school administrator who was taking an online course with me wrote as follows. I've been reflecting on what I've been learning so far in the book study and applying some of the things I've learned. The information you've shared with us about using a digital task list definitely increases productivity. I'm a person that has a strong dependency on putting my tasks on paper, but I want to transition to using the digital task list more. Do you have any advice or tips you can share with me to transition to the digital task list and minimize my use of paper? So here we go with my answer to the question. People tend to do what's easy, and for you or me to adopt a digital task list, we've got to overcome any barriers that are keeping that digital task list from being easier than paper. When you're at your computer, keep Remember the Milk open in a browser tab. So then when a task comes to mind, one click on that browser tab brings Remember the Milk to the front, and you can enter the task. To make adding tasks even easier, I like to use the desktop version of the Remember the Milk because of the Smart Add feature. A quick keyboard shortcut brings up a window where I can add the task, the date, the priority, a tag, a URL, and even some notes, no matter what I'm doing on my computer. Hitting enter makes the window disappear, and the new task is now in Remember the Milk. And this feature works as long as Remember the Milk is running, even if it's minimized. In the body of the blog post, I have links to take you to information about SmartAd and information on how to get the desktop version of Remember the Milk. When you're out and about, the idea is the same. Entering tasks into Remember the Milk on your phone has got to be as easy as jotting a task on a sticky note. I love voice input. Create a task in the Remember the Milk app. Just hit the little microphone key on your keyboard and speak the task. Watch your speech be transformed into text right in front of you. That one simple thing makes entry into Remember the Milk easier than writing the task on a sticky note or a paper notepad. Plus, you never have to recopy the task, and all tasks are fully searchable. Many tasks arrive via email message. Regardless of what email service or program you use, you can easily send that email straight to Remember the Milk. In Remember the Milk, click the cog in the upper right corner and choose Account Settings. When the screen opens, click Email Tasks. You'll see two email addresses. The one you want is called Inbox Email. Anything sent to that email address becomes a task in Remember the Milk. The subject of the email becomes the name of the task. The body of the email appears in the note section of the task. To make using this feature as easy as possible, copy that special email address and put it in your contacts. As you work through your email and come across emails that embed to-dos, simply hit forward. Choose your Remember the Milk email address in the to line, change the subject line to what you want the name of the task to be, and send. As a bonus, you can add the due date in the subject line with the little caret symbol or an exclamation point followed by the number 1, 2, 3, or 4 to indicate the priority. Your task appears right there with the date and the priority over in Remember the Milk. All the information from the email is in the notes section of that task. So there's my answer to the question. In the body of the blog post, you're going to find so much more information on Remember the Milk and the fine art of keeping your task digitally. Thanks for stopping by. This has been Frank Buck helping you get organized and make it look easy.